Gossip Girl here, your one and only source into the scandalous lives of Manhattan's elite.
Time to pass the Gossip Girl baton.
Welcome to your future as Gossip Girl 3.0. The power is now in your hands.
I told Chuck he doesn't have my heart anymore. I realize it belongs to someone else.
As for the rest of my estate,
I leave to you.
Ivy Dickens, I think it'd be best if you left.
I was just going to say the same thing. This is my apartment now.
I heard from Ivy's lawyer. She got a call from the bank saying there was a cashier's check waiting for her. Do you know anything about this?
It was a ruse to get her out of the apartment.
But you didn't just lie to her. You lied to me.
I will go back down and get Mr. Humphrey's bags.
Well, actually, this is it for now.
I'm ready to move on with my life, and I can't do that with Gossip Girl tracking my every move.
Find a new Serena. Use your influence to anoint her the new It Girl.
Please tell me we have an offer that at least keeps the Spectator afloat. Yes, I do know Diana Main.
The Spectator is yours. I'm just here in a support capacity. Deal?
Deal.
They needed a family member for a blood transfusion. And I gave the doctors Jack's number.
Jack, you're covering for who really gave me the blood. Elizabeth,
she didn't want you to know.
Elizabeth is not your mother.
Keep looking. Someone donated that blood. I want to know who.
Where is she being? And who am I? That's not a secret I'll ever tell. You know you love me. XOXO. Gossip Girl.
Even on the Upper East Side, the laws of physics dictate that what goes up must come down. Even when it feels as if our feet are a million miles off the ground. But when we've hit rock bottom, we hope that some way, somehow, our fortunes will change. That a great force will reverse the trend.
Hey.
Sorry, did I wake you? It's after 9.
Yeah, that's dawn on the Upper East Side. What's going on?
Well, remember how I called Page 6 and Perez Hilton trash-filled rags for small-minded individuals?
Yeah, I think I recall something along those lines.
Well, I take it back. Sort of. I still think gossip sites are demonic, but even I have to admit that this whole It Girl thing has its perks.
Oh, really? Like what?
Like Lars von Trier requesting me for an audition. He's doing a staging of Dancer in the Dark of the Public. No big whoop. I mean, he's only a bona fide film god.
That's fantastic. When are we going to celebrate? I mean, I'm free right now.
How about after my audition? It's today, and so I need every waking moment to prepare, which includes tracking down Serena and getting her advice on what to wear for my debut. So she's been kind of distant lately. I'll figure out why.
Listen, just because your cousin doesn't mean you have to be best friends. My cousin tried to kill me.
Okay, I gotta go. Talk soon.
We have a very busy day ahead of us, so try to look alive. We begin just
how lonely boy life, over easy, with croissant on side, jam with four fruits, not plain strawberry.
Thank you, Dorota, you know me so well.
As I was saying, or at least attempting to say before you two started chatting about condiments, we will be walking the red carpet at opening night of End of the Rainbow tonight, our first public outing as a couple. So I'm scheduled for a photo facial at 10, and then Tracy Anderson will be twisting my body into positions you couldn't even imagine at 11. In the meantime, why don't you go home and shower? Or not shower and just use deodorant as people from Brooklyn are wont to do. Or grab cocktails before curtains, 7 p.m., where the red carpet paparazzi and at least one stirring tale of alcoholism and financial ruin await us. God, it's good to be back in the saddle.
Sounds like a perfect plan.
Of course it is. I came up with it. So be on time. Are you sure it's okay if I borrow it?
Yeah, of course. You have to wear the perfect thing, not just for the audition, but for all the people that will be writing about you going to it. You know, it's funny, the only person who seems to not be writing about you these days is Gossip Girl.
That doesn't bother me.
Really? I mean, she is the crown jewel of the New York gossip blogs.
Maybe when you were in high school, but now it seems like she's kind of irrelevant.
Oh, be careful what you say, she might be able to hear you.
This is the biggest audition of my life. Last thing I'm worried about is some pathetic blogger in a dark room tethered to a computer.
So are you nervous?
Petrified. Montreux's a genius, but he's got a reputation for being really tough on actresses. Personally, I think directors we have a little bit too much power, so even if he's tough, no tears for me.
Oh, you seem so confident today that nothing can make you cry, even if it should.
Well, thank you so much for this dress, Serena. I really appreciate it.
Of course, break a leg.
Thanks.
What's with the tie?
Oh, it's a Blair thing. I find it's best to pick my battles. What's with the tool belt?
Oh, it's a handyman thing.
I can see that. And as happy as I am to have a share of the family roles, don't you think it's time for you to head home?
I am home.
No, I mean your other home, the one with your wife in it. Usually, you two were the king and queen of reconciliation. Shouldn't you be forgiving each other right now in the midst of the teary embrace?
I know. I don't know how that things get so out of hand.
Fix them. Like the chair.
It's not that simple. I feel as though Willie and I have stopped being honest with each other.
So, tell her the truth.
Well, that's the thing. I'm not sure that I haven't been lying this whole time. To myself as much as to her. I mean, when Lily and I first got married, I threw myself into her world. I became a plus one. For galas and in life. But in the process, I lost myself. And what's important to me. We never managed to build a life together that included both of us. And I'm tired of it.
But now you're living separately, stuck on a cellmate. That isn't exactly the ideal alternative.
Yeah, but at least I'm regaining my identity. I know you're happy with Blair, and maybe in time you'll learn to love wearing this tie. But don't lose sight of yourself.
Good morning. Late because of Lola, I presume.
I wish.
Trouble in paradise? I hope it isn't me.
It isn't.
Good, because that was a lie. I hope it is me. Ooh, Alan's got a smile. Watch out. I may take it the wrong way. Could be trouble.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and pile it on. Oh, there's just a lot going on right now. My girlfriend is totally caught up in a new life. Serena and I are not on good terms. I haven't seen Dan in forever. My best friend's on a mission that I know is only going to get him hurt.
Chuck's on a mission?
Yeah, he's looking for a missing relative. And if you have to look that hard, it's never the answer you want to find.
You know, I better run. I'm going to be late for my 11 o'clock. Jack, it's me. I just heard from Nate that Chuck's still on the hunt. We have to stop. Snooping around, or sooner or later he's going to find out the truth. Hang on.
Serena is holding my site hostage. If you don't get it back for me, I'll tell everyone the secret that made you afraid of me in the first place. I'm Lola Rhodes, and here to read for the part of...
Your audition has been canceled.
What? No, I got a call yesterday. There must be some mistake. I don't understand.
Oh, maybe this gossip girl blast will help clarify it for you.
Lola is a diva. Wannabe actress Lola Rhodes was overheard bragging, "Everyone knows the star's the thing. Real actors don't take directions. Some are just better at pretending they do."
You can go.
It seems I've made too much salad. I had it delivered, but it's a generous serving, enough for two, and I just happened to find myself in this neighborhood, and I thought you might like some leftovers.
You just happened to find yourself in this neighborhood?
I may have ordered a car with no other destination than this one. Please, take it.
I will eat your roughage, but we both know that's not why you're here. Why can't you just admit you wanted to see me?
Okay, fine. I missed you. I said it. Rufus, the Upper East Side holds all the comforts I desire. Clean sidewalks, Bergdorf Goodman, and people whose job it is to open doors. But there is no you. And you're the only comfort I really need. The apartment just doesn't seem like a home without you in it. And in my abundance of time alone this week, I had a chance to think. What would you say to me selling the apartment and us finding our own place? One that fits us both.
Really? You do that? You love that apartment.
I like that apartment a lot. But I love you. And I want us to work.
You too.
So, were you a hit?
Hardly. A nasty Gossip Girl blast landed before I did. I didn't even get a chance to read. You know, I really don't get it. She's radio silent and then decides to go after me on the most important day of my life.
Yeah, I don't know. Gossip Girl works in mysterious ways. I guess she isn't so irrelevant after all, huh?
Hey, you didn't happen to mention anything about our conversation about Lars von Trier, did you? I mean, not that I even said anything bad, but...
No, not a word.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll just act like I'm not totally mortified and try and get on with my life. Hopefully this is the last I'm hearing from her.
Yeah, hopefully.
I'll talk to you later.
Isn't it exciting? Finally meeting the infamous Gossip Girl in the flesh.
Why do we have to come all the way out here for lunch?
Actually, I was hoping we could go next door to the community garden. They're having a tree planting event. My friend Alexis is covering it for McSweeney's, so she wanted to grab a photo of us going green.
What? No. Just because a tree grows in Brooklyn does not mean I have to plant it. I'm not going green. I'm going home.
Wait a second. Look,
we can't be photographed. We are coming out tonight as a couple at the theater.
So we can come out now in Brooklyn and then uptown later. I mean, it's the best of both worlds.
Stan, a couple only has one chance to make a first impression on the world, and I'm not doing it knee-deep in fertilizer looking like Vanessa What's-Her-Name.
Look, Claire, I'm not trying to be difficult, but I don't want to just melt into your world and lose myself completely. We need a balance.
I just spent the last year of my life playing Marie Antoinette to Prince Possessive. I'm not going from Habsburg to Williamsburg. I want to be me.
And I want to be me.
I'm sorry. Didn't mean to eavesdrop, but we couldn't help but overhear your argument.
We've had the same fight over a million times. I'm diehard Upper East Side.
And I'm as Queens as acrylic panels, so we know a few things about settling our differences.
Wait. It's you. You're Julian Tepper and you're Jenna Griffin. You're like the Brangelina of the Five Boroughs.
How are you doing?
Hi, I'm Blair Waldorf, Jenna.
So how did you find a solution? What was your compromise?
Well, that's a long story. Well, we have time. Lunch?
I'm sorry about your audition. I know how badly you wanted the part. You get the next one, okay?
Have you ever wondered who Gossip Girl actually is? Like, have you ever tried to find her?
Yeah, of course. You know, but she keeps her identity pretty well hidden.
I have a theory. Serena.
Serena what?
Serena is Gossip Girl.
There's no use denying it. I know you're the acting queen of cyberspace. I also know that the real Gossip Girl has been badgering you to return her sight. I should warn you that she's prepared to go to great lengths to get what she wants. But this doesn't matter, because I want to help you stay on as Gossip Girl. I want to protect your identity and help you keep the sight.
Boa, that's ludicrous. Serena's hated Gossip Girl since we were freshmen in high school. I mean, you can read for yourself all the negative posts about her.
Well, of course Gossip Girl has to slam Serena sometimes. It would be pretty obvious if she didn't.
Why would you want to help me?
Maybe I'll be helping myself, too. If you remember, I have a history with Gossip Girl.
Well, a history with Gossip Girl means you have something to hide.
I'm a woman who has lived. I have plenty to hide. If you continue your reign as Gossip Girl, we both win.
Well, so far you've only told me how you do.
Well, look, I know you're an actress and there's a certain amount of quirkiness that I'm supposed to find charming, but this is too much. It's stop letting your imagination run wild. Come on, we have a reservation at Moss in 15 minutes.
Actually, I don't think I can go. I have to fix the situation with my audition.
I have a great deal of influence in the New York media. I'll make sure that your version of Gossip Girl is the most popular website in town.
I'm sorry, Nate.
Wait, so what are you going to do? Call the director or just spend the whole afternoon obsessing about conspiracy theories? Seriously, Lola, it needs to stop.
I have to think about it.
Don't take too long.
Serena's Gossip Girl. Just wait, I'm going to prove it to you.
I'll be the spectator after lunch. You can give me your answer there. Keep vlogging.
And that is the story of how I got Julian and his Prada loafers to Astoria.
And now I love pork buns. Who knew?
Well, thank you for having lunch with us. You've really given us a lot.
Well, meals are easier to negotiate, but what about your social life?
Actually, every month we host a salon. Good food, good wine, intellectual discussion. Not to brag, but people fight for invites. You should come.
Agnes Dean and Sarah Sophie Flicker came to the last one, and Mario Carboni and Rich Terese did the menu, and then we screened My Man Godfrey. Carol Lombard is my spirit animal. We'll absolutely be at the next one.
Guys, this has been fun, but we've got to go.
Nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you,
very
too. Nice to meet you. Yeah.
I thought they were cute.
I wonder if it'll last.
To be transported back to the vicious circle, we'll do it. So romantic and so au courant, so...
It's a perfect combination of you and me.
It's as if the Angelico was on 75th Street.
Let's forget the garden and the theater and just host a salon for our official coming out.
Its only fault is that I didn't think of it myself. Come on, we have plenty to do.
Yeah, I like that one. Just tell him to put it in color, please.
Thanks.
Hey, have you seen Diana?
Yeah, she's downstairs in her office. Yeah, so are we still in a fight?
Well, you did fire me. But, it actually turned out for the best.
I don't know about you, but I'd really like to put it behind us.
Yeah, me too. So, what's new in your life?
Oh, recently I've had my hands full with your long-lost cousin.
What do you mean?
Ever since Lola hit the It Girl radar, she's been completely MIA. And I didn't think she was the type of girl to get caught up in it. But today there was this Gossip Girl blast about her, and she just kind of lost it. All worked up, theories about who Gossip Girl is.
Well, who does she think it is?
You, actually.
What? Yeah. That's insane. What have I ever done to her?
No, I know. It's crazy. She's just upset about her audition, looking for someone to blame.
Wow, well, tell her not to look at me. I really hope this ride doesn't change her. I mean, she was such a sweet girl. It was, good to talk to you. I'm gonna go find Diana.
Yeah, you too.
Good news, Jack. I'm about to make a deal with Serena. And as long as she controls the Gossip Girl site, no one will ever find out what I did for Chuck Abasso.
Uh-oh, Diana.
Bye.
Looks like mischief is written into your DNA.
Okay, now that takes care of the flowers. What glasses should we use?
Mason jars.
There is something to be said for that whole farm-to-table phenom.
Wine?
French?
Theme.
Well, I have a thing for Du Maurier, and you hanker for T.S. Eliot.
We both love Radiohead.
London Calling. An ode to the Brits is perfect. April Bloomfield will cater. I do secretly love pub food when it's made with foie.
Who to invite? Serena?
I really want us to have a chance of being successful tonight, and if she's there, we'll both be on edge. So I think we should just wait till we have our footing.
Nate?
At a salon, I'm not even going to dignify that with a response.
Well, since we're breaking new ground together, why don't we bring some new people into the mix? Like, how about our new couple friends?
Well, they do qualify as influencers. Approved. And what about Diana Payne? She's British and she's press. If she writes about tonight, our new world would be the hottest destination in New York.
Okay, Vanya, I'll see you tonight. Big kisses to you and Anna and Leo.
Hey, Dorota, I'm here looking for Serena. Have you seen her?
Oh, Miss Serena hiding in room all day long like blonde Unabomber.
The best part of this guest list, no Gossip Girl. Making you imagine an entire night without having to worry.
worry about embarrassing online photos or snarky press. And since we're going to be surrounded by New York glitterati and Brooklyn's glitterati, it's the perfect opportunity for you to announce your second book.
You think that's a good idea?
As a couple, and you can reclaim your place as the most important female writer in New York City. Of course, I think it's a good idea.
Mr. Humphrey will be back shortly, and he'll have some bags with him if you could help him upstairs.
I will be so happy to have Mr. Humphrey back. I haven't heard any great guitarists through the wall lately.
Oh, thank you. Hello?
Rufus Humphrey, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. My husband's not here at the moment. He should be home in an hour or so.
This is the front desk at the Soho Grand. I'm just calling to verify his credit card information.
Oh, I can do that. What is he paying for?
The stay of a hotel guest. Ivy Dickens.
Oh, I'm sorry. I absolutely cannot verify that card. Certainly not to pay for Ivy Dickens.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Excuse me, weren't you working the night that Chuck Bass was brought into the hospital?
Yes, I remember that night well.
Do you happen to recognize this woman?
Yes. She arrived at the hospital the night of the accident. She donated blood and left quickly before Mr. Bass regained consciousness.
Thank you so much. You've been a huge help.
Sure.
Hi, this is Serena Vanderwoodson calling from Miss Payne.
I'm sorry, she's not available at the moment. Would you like to leave a message?
Do you know where I might find her? I need to speak with her immediately. I have a lead on a story that I know she'll want to break before the Daily News.
Okay, just a second. She'll be attending a salon at Daniel Humphrey's this evening. It's located
in... Yeah, okay, I got it. Thank you.
I know you're mad at me, but she'll just meet me at Dan's. I have proof that Serena is Gossip Girl.
Fine. But only on the condition that if your so-called proof comes up short, you'll agree to drop this once and for all.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. You won't regret it.
All right. See you soon. Any interest in taking a little field trip back to 718?
Sure. I haven't been swimming in a while.
Seems New York's newest intellectuals are about to get dumbed down.
Everybody, tonight is about wit and wisdom and discussion. Our theme of the evening, as you know, is all things British.
Our menu, prepared by Chef April Bloomfield, takes its inspiration from that theme. So as each new dish is served, a new topic of discussion will be introduced.
Food service will begin momentarily, but until then, Dan and I are so pleased to be hosting you.
Cheerio! You're here! Sorry, I'm late.
Late? How can you be late to an event you didn't even know was happening? What are you doing here?
In the madness of planning the story, you must have forgotten to invite me. But it's okay. Don't stop on account of me. I'll just make myself at home.
The first course is a lovely combination.
Look, it's Lola.
I'm wearing the Lola.
But you invited her?
Yes. No. Talk amongst yourselves. Dan and I will be back in 11 minutes. I am trying to maintain a stiff British upper lip. But how can I keep calm and carry on with those two here? Serena will spend the whole night judging us, and Lola is probably just trying to squeeze every last drop of free press out of the night so she can move on from the community theater circuit.
Blair, our salon can easily handle a few party crashers, and besides, you should be at least a little flattered that they both made it all the way to Brooklyn to check it out. Look, tonight is going to be great. Deal?
Deal.
Thank you.
exciting? Dan making his big book announcement tonight? Hey, wasn't it Gossip Girl who first broke the news about Inside?
I think so.
Do you think she'll break the news about the sequel tonight, or will someone else beat her to the punch? I mean, there are a lot of media types here. Of course, maybe Gossip Girl is here too, in which case, she doesn't have to worry.
Gossip Girl doesn't need to travel to get her news. She's got sources everywhere.
Really? Even at a party like this? I mean, look around. Who would be sending Gossip Girl tips? Well, all I'm saying is that this book party is a pretty big deal. I think Gossip Girl would have to boast about it to stay relevant.
Look, I understand Gossip Girl is probably pretty fascinating to a newcomer like you, but to me, she's just not. If you'll excuse me, I'm going to go rejoin another guest.
What are you doing here?
I'm not sure. Nate invited me. What are we doing
here? Lola invited us.
Hi, hi, hi. Where do you get off inviting people to my salon? Explain yourself.
Yes, Lola, I think an explanation's in order.
Nate, listen to me. She doesn't know. I know you think I've completely lost it, but I'm about to prove to you once and for all that Serena is Gossip Girl.
But what if you're wrong?
I'm not. Serena crashed this party because she heard that Dan was going to announce the topic of his second book, and I promise you that 30 seconds later, it's going to be all over Gossip Girl.
Yeah, well, that doesn't prove anything. I mean, anyone here could see that tip, including Dan.
Fine. I have a better idea.
Wait, Lola.
No, I'll show you. Trust me.
So, Mr. Humphrey, how you like new magnetic fields?
Oh, I love it. Hey, Lil. Can you just leave these here? Thank you.
Have you secretly been putting Ivy Dickens up in a hotel?
Yes, I have. You left her penniless. I'm the one who convinced her to move out. I felt responsible. Couldn't let her live on the street.
Why not? She's a thief. That's exactly where she belongs.
She's a young girl. She has nothing. She has no family, no friends, no money.
I could care less about Ivy, which you well know. How could you help this girl?
Lily, you have to...
After what she did to our family.
I did what I thought was right.
With my money.
I use my own personal credit card. At least now I... know how you really feel. This is clearly a much bigger issue.
Entrees are almost ready, but I've run out of ice, and I need the ice to finish off my dessert and my special cocktail.
I think Meryl's perfect.
In the world of the novel, London has become the very idea of the big city.
I understand.
Excuse me. Graham Greene, Martin Amis, discuss.
Hey, don't freak out. This is everybody's crashing. April's running short on ice. We need to run out and get some more, so dinner's going to be delayed.
How long? No, you know what? We can handle this. WWDPD. What would Dorothy Parker do?
Get them drunk until we get back.
Of course. A liquid diet of booze and great intellectual discussion should suffice. Can I top off anyone's wine?
Nothing gets conversation flowing like a good red.
Dan, why are we discussing British literary figures when we have New York's most celebrated author in our midst? An author with an announcement, perhaps?
Good evening, everyone. Sorry I'm late.
Oh, Diana, just the person I was hoping to see. Do you have a moment to speak privately?
Sure.
And we're off to get the ice.
Assuming you have an answer for me. What do you say? Me and my resources plus Gossip Girl is a powerful combination.
Well, I don't know. Usually when I enter into a partnership with someone, I like to know everything about them. I think they call that vetting.
Better way, darling.
Well, I just have a couple questions. Like, where were you the night of Chuck's accident, November 18th?
I was here, in New York.
And do you happen to know where he was treated for his injuries? Or his blood type? Do you know the date he was born or where you were on that date?
I know what you're getting at.
Well, if you know what I'm getting at, then why don't you answer for me? Or would you like me to do that?
What do you want me to say?
nurse recognized you. You saved Chuck's life.
And you did that because...
I'm Chuck's mother.
If you want my advice, it's run, Lola, run. Because you just let out the mother of all secrets.
Hanging out in my apartment in your underwear, banging my best friend. Did it not occur to you to mention this, that you were my mother?
Chuck, I can explain.
I can't do this right now, forever. I can't.
Well, this is the most dramatic salon I've ever been to.
Very un-British, if you ask me.
I hope you're pleased with yourself.
I was right all along. You're actually her. You're Gossip Girl.
Even if I am, it doesn't matter. Do you realize the damage that you've just done? You had no right to do that.
Who wants another Pimp's Cup? Wait, what happened here? Where's everyone going?
That was more soap opera than salon. This never would have happened at the Oracle Club.
Supposed to be our coming out party. It was supposed to capture who we are as a couple, but it wasn't smart or interesting. It wasn't uptown or downtown. It was a bloody mess.
Blair, it was just a party.
No, it wasn't. We tried to create a new world for our relationship to exist in, but we failed miserably. You don't want to live in my world, and I certainly don't want to live in yours. So where does that leave us?
I don't know.
I'm genuinely sorry that I heard Chuck say. I'm not sorry I hurt you.
Here's your coat, sir. Please, whatever you do, just don't tell anyone what you know.
Nate, wait. Where are you going?
I need to find Chuck to make sure he's all right.
I'm sorry. This is all my fault.
I told you to leave things alone. It's one thing to accuse Serena of being Gossip Girl, but sending that video about Chuck, I can't forgive that. I mean, do you have anything to say for yourself?
No.
The Brits say God save the Queen, but it looks like Lola is the one in need of a royal SOS.
Nate, I need to speak with you. And Chuck.
We don't have anything to say to you. You need to go now.
It's okay. I may be angry, but I need to know the truth.
Running away?
No.
Joining the army? Auditioning for one of those America's Got Idol talent factor shows?
I was hoping I'd have a sleepover with you.
You do realize that means you'd be entering my world?
I do. Our relationship isn't about choosing one world or another. Our relationship is our world.
Well, then tonight our relationship was a worldwide disaster.
It's probably not going to be our last, but we have to face these disasters together. We're a team.
So, maybe we can be a team at the Met Ball.
Absolutely. And, at a Beet Pickling Festival.
Mm-hmm. You know I wouldn't be that at a Beet Pickling Festival.
I'm just messing with you. Mm-hmm.
I met your father when he was still with Elizabeth. I was very young. I couldn't resist him. He was charming, handsome. It felt as if he had the whole world at his feet. I knew he was involved with someone else.
Mary?
Yeah. We had an affair. And it only ended when I got pregnant.
But you kept the baby. You must have wanted me. I mean, why did you give me up?
I was a mess. Mixed up in the wrong things with the wrong people. Unfit to raise a child. And then Elizabeth, she couldn't get pregnant. It seemed like a way to solve all our problems.
So you made a deal?
After it was over, I left town. Alone. And ashamed. But a few years later, when I heard that Elizabeth had died, although I now know that wasn't the case, I came back.
But Elizabeth couldn't do it. She couldn't stick to her end of the bargain. Raise someone else's child as her own.
I wanted to see you, desperately. But Bart thought it'd be too confusing for you.
So you just stayed away until 8 months ago?
When I came back to the city last fall, I was hoping to watch over you. From afar.
Nate's bed is not that far.
I didn't intend for things to get as serious as they did with Nate. And then I thought, if you never find out the truth, what's the harm?
So what does it all mean? Now that I know.
That's for you to decide.
You stirred up enough trouble for one night.
I came to return this.
Why didn't you tell Nate when you had the chance?
Because I knew it would hurt him if he found out. You're one of his best friends. Even when you guys are mad at each other, he still cares about you. Couldn't ruin Chuck's life and Nate's in the same night. Can I just ask why? Why do you do it?
I only became Gossip Girl recently. And right now, it's the only thing I have. I mean, it's the only thing in my life that I can hold on to, you know, because a lot of times my life is just really out of control.
Well, I get that, but you're doing exactly what was done to you and to everyone else.
Yeah, but, I mean, I was hurt, sure, but I survived. A little adversity can actually be good for you. You'll see how things work around here.
No, I won't, actually. I'm officially resigning from the Upper East Side. I have a whole life at Juilliard where the drama's reserved for the stage, and I think I belong back there. So, if you want the Upper East Side back, it's all yours. You're the only it girl that matters anyway. You see for that yourself.
They didn't want me when I was running wild.
The Upper East Side is filled with high rollers.
Sorry, sir, but your debit card was declined.
You sure about that? Why don't you try running it again?
I did. Four times, to be precise.
Sorry about that.
them, I don't need change.
Some people choose to bet on themselves.
Would you smile and turn away? It's like a bad dream that is too afraid to wake. There are many among us.
While others are happy to bet on someone else.
If you insist that Damien Hirst's work is anything but simple-minded, sensationalist, and fatuous, I'm not sure I'll be holding my head next year, Snake.
That's fine, but you can't deny that his influence on the art market is outstanding.
But luck is a funny thing. It's easy to accept it when it goes your way. But when it doesn't, call it injustice, call it treachery.
Hey, Mom. You were right. The Upper East Side is toxic. I never should have stepped foot in it. Just like you warned me. But, you don't have to worry because I'm done with it. There's nothing else tying me to the Vanderwoodsons or their world, so. To say, it's a huge relief. Talk to you soon.
But remember, the most important rule in gambling is that the house always wins. You know you love me, XOXO, Gossip Girl.